Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Castlefin Celtic manager Raymond Foy. Raymond, defeat for your side today, away to Ballynanty. Tell us a bit about the game.
Look, I suppose a really tight game. It was 2-0 at half time. They've scored one maybe after about 13 or 14 minutes, which has put them one up. We went in at half time 2-0, and we've just made the decision to go from the game from there. And I suppose we've opened right up without creating loads. We've opened up and tried to go for it, and then I suppose we made substitutions and different things to really go for it at the end and go three at the back. So I suppose the last three goals are disappointing on our end to concede, and it looks a poor scoreline, but it probably doesn't have a bearing in the game, but it probably definitely has a bearing in the different just the levels of the two teams.
The end of your FAI Junior Cup run this year, reaching the last 32, though, you must be proud of your team.
Look, it's fantastic to get this far. I said to the lads in the dressing room after there, for myself and Damien and Peter and the management staff and the players, it's not a case that we come up the road and say, look, we recognise that in Limerick there is no intermediate league. So they have said, you know, we met them after there. That is their intermediate league. So their next step, senior football. So for us, it's about coming up the road and looking at it and saying, look, yes, they do look a level above us in many aspects, you know, physicality, technically, but for us it's not about, I suppose, appraising them. It's looking at ourselves to see, you know, what do we have to do to get to the level of a side like Ballynanty.
Yeah, and will it be hard now to get the players back motivated to focus on league and cup?
No, not at all. Look, we have loads of league games at hand in the league, and we have a trip away. We're away to Bunnagee next week in the league, and that'll always really be a really difficult team. And we've played them twice already this season, once in the cup and once in the league, and you know, we've had one win and one draw, so it's going to be a really tight game, and I think they've had a fantastic result today. And look, there's no easy game in the Donegal League anymore in terms of junior football, and you know, you see results coming in there, and every game is tight or very, very close. So look, it's going to be a tough game, but no, look, the boys probably enjoy themselves now this evening on the way home. They prepared properly yesterday, so they deserve it. But no, look, we'll be back out training Tuesday, Thursday, and hoping to get a positive result in Bunnagee next weekend.
Yeah, and Raymond, you've a few young players in that squad. Will that run in a big competition stand for them in the later stages of their career?
Oh, look, definitely. You know, we've brought a lot of young players with us, you know, that were part of the squad today. You know, you have Dahi Gordon, Dean Kelly come on, Jordan McKinney started, Darrell Porter. You know, you have loads of young lads there that are supposed going to step on and be the future of Castlefin. So it's great to have them in amongst the more experienced lads, and you know, and they're all, it's a really, really tight group in fairness. Look, everybody gets on really well. We've brought in some players from other clubs this year that have really, you know, bought into the atmosphere around the place. And look, so hopefully this trip, if anything comes from this trip, it'll be the fact that we've seen the level that you need to get to challenge at, you know, at the top end of the country in junior football. But I suppose also that wee bit of bonding that the players get now on the way home that and last night, that hopefully will bode well for us, not just this season, but for the club moving forward.
Yeah, and then finally, Raymond, I suppose looking longer term than just today, the club having a good run in the competition will help even provide some youngsters not near the senior squad at the moment, but help them think, well, we can get up there, we can challenge as well further down the line.
Well, lucky, I know a couple of children there today, and you know, that have travelled and down to support, and children from the school in the town, and they play underage for us, so they'll remember, I suppose, the run to Limerick. For ourselves, I suppose, you know, it's great for that type of thing. For ourselves, we're probably disappointed. You know, we probably could have more out of the game and I suppose tried to push on. But no, look, for the club in general, it's great. But, you know, moving forward, the whole lot of us, myself included, we need to look at a way that, as I said, we can challenge and be competitive right at the top end of junior football, both in our own county and throughout the country. Oh, and can I just say well done to Coghill Celtic and Bunclana Hearts as well. It's fantastic for the two of them to get into the next round and the Intermediate Cup and the Junior Cup. It's great for both of them to, I suppose, fly the flag for Donegal.